Blog Talk Radio.
AS, this is AST Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Arden Sports Talk here with another short and sweet special. This time we're talking about the Black Mamba, Vino, Kobe Bryant, who last night via a letter through the Players Tribune's website officially announced his retirement from the NBA, which will take place at the end of this season. And before we really get into the show, I just wanted to read to you just the key part of that article, of that letter. I don't want to necessarily read the whole thing, but this is basically the key part in which he announces his retirement with. He basically wrote a poem, letter. He basically said this: "You gave a six-year-old boy his Laker dream, and I'll always love you for it. But I can't love you obsessively for much longer. This season is all I have left to give. My heart can take the pounding, my mind can handle the grind, but my body knows it's time to say." And with that, this season, the 20th season for Kobe Bryant, will be his last. Once again, this is Artist Sports Talk here. In terms of how I feel about this, I have to admit, it's one of those things where even though you know something is coming, right, you know it's coming, you say, man, you know it's coming, and you brace yourself for it, it's still somewhat of a surreal feeling that it's happening, you know? And I think that was the case for me last night, which is after you read the letter and it's really sinking in, and of course when you're on social media, you see all the posts and everything, it's really like, wow, like, Kobe Bryant is really retiring. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh, it's about time and this, that, and the third. But I just think you got to understand, man, especially for somebody like me that's young, I grew up with Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up with Kobe. My childhood basically was watching Kobe Bryant. You know, like, for me, when I look at Kobe Bryant, when I think about Kobe Bryant, I just think about 2000 to 2002. Actually, forget that. I go 98 to 2001 when I remember him wearing the number 8 with the afro, with the bicep pad, with the Adidas. You know, that young kid that was getting it, the young kid that was, you know, getting it after Jordan and really wanting that spot. And then, of course, you have the later years. You got the mid-2000s Kobe that was getting at least 30 a game, and like I said before, 30-point game for everybody else was like 40 for him. And, of course, we know about 81 and the 5 rings. But it's just those memories and the fact that, again, we grew up with him. You know? Like, for as much as we know about Michael Jordan and his greatness and how he's the greatest of all time, at the end of the day, unless you're, like, over 30, none of us grew up watching Michael Jordan. Like, I'm just going off the top of my head. Like, I just think, realistically speaking, unless you're over the age of 30, none of us really grew up watching Mike, dog. Like, if you really think about it, for those below the age of 30, we really got to saw based on if you were born between, let's say, 87 and 93, you either saw Mike during his final years as a Bull or those Wizards years. Like, for me, my best memory of Michael Jordan is basically him as a Wizard. Because when he was playing for the Wizards, I was between the ages of 8 and 10 years old, and I was really into basketball. And when Mike was in his final years as a Bull, I was 4, 5 years old, you know, might have seen a game or two. But my memories of Michael Jordan really didn't form until I was able to look at VHS tapes. That's right, I'm going old school, aren't you? Those VHS tapes. And watching Mike. But for me, my memories of Mike was, again, those Wizards years, because I was old enough to remember as an 8 to 10-year-old, which led me to become eventually a Cleveland Cavaliers fan in that time in 2003. Kobe, I grew up watching Kobe. So I could recall a lot of things about Kobe. I could recall, basically, the evolution of Kobe Bryant. And I think, for me personally, will Kobe end up in my top 10 all time? Probably so. Like, if I had to really sit down and make a list, I think Kobe will be a top 10 player of all time on my list, because it goes beyond basketball for me. I shouldn't even say goes beyond basketball. I just think it goes beyond on the court for me. I think it's just you have to incorporate everything. I was actually reading Jay Adande's article, you know, on ESPN, and the first two paragraphs, I think, is what truly represents Kobe Bryant and why Kobe Bryant has to be considered one of the greats. Well, greats, not just, yeah, great player, but one of the greats is because he really was a guy who not only was extremely talented and accomplished, but you think about when he came in. He came in during what was a very unique time for the NBA, which is, okay, during the time he's emerging, there's no Michael Jordan. Then Michael Jordan comes back, but as we all know, that was only short-lived. So in that time span from 2000 to 2009, the NBA really didn't have a face. There was no Michael Jordan. They were still trying to figure out their way. And also keep in mind, like, I know we're in a time in 2015, it's so easy to forget things and we're all so caught up, but still keep in mind, 2000 and 2009, the biggest stars in the league were probably, what, Kobe, Shaquille O'Neal, Tim Duncan, Tracy McGrady, Allen Iverson, guys that were influential at that time. But this is a league coming off of having Michael Jordan for 15 years. Having that successful life. You dig what I'm saying? Before that, having Magic Johnson, having Larry Bird. Before that, having Dr. J. So the league didn't have that necessarily face, and Kobe, for basically 9 years, became that face. And I think the second paragraph of J.A. Adande's article was extremely true. Even though in that time you had Shaq's dominance, you had Duncan consistently winning every year 50 to 55-plus games along with getting his fair share of rings, Kobe, because of his greatness and popularity, was the most important player in the league. Like, I know people, you know what's so crazy too? Because I'm going to go back and touch on Tim Duncan real quick. I've always appreciated Tim Duncan. But I think the sad and happy part about Tim Duncan is the fact that if you really be honest, folks, because of social media, people are now just starting to appreciate Tim Duncan, low-key. Like, let's just keep it 100. Like, people are now low-key starting to appreciate Tim Duncan. Because 5-10 years ago, before social media, nobody really wasn't appreciating Tim Duncan like that. A lot of dudes was talking about, oh, he's a system player, or look at his numbers. He wasn't statistically the most dominant player, things like that. How it was boring to watch him. Now, because of the fact that he's had longevity, and then you look at Kobe and KG, that we go, God damn, like, we really got to appreciate Tim Duncan. But y'all late. I've always been on that wave, you know? But I just think with Kobe, when you really look at it, in terms of really being that guy that helped carry the NBA from when Michael Jordan left finally to giving it away to eventually to LeBron James, and now with LeBron, him carrying the torch in the league to where now Steph is going to be next in line, or Kevin Durant, I personally think it's Steph. I think we got to appreciate Kobe for that, because Kobe really did come in a critical time for the league. He really did. And like I said before, I really think Kobe will be a top 10 player of all time. And I think it's something where in this final season, and I think it's going to go to my next point, which is, if you're somebody that's just critiquing Kobe based on what's going on in the game, that's cool. It's whatever. I don't really care about that necessarily. But I do think that in 2015, what we're lacking for athletes, especially somebody like a Kobe Bryant, is that appreciation, you know? And it's to the point where we take it for granted, or we get so caught up in this BS of critiquing and everybody has this hot take and all these opinions, that we forget that, like, this is still a great. And that's not to say, oh, you shouldn't critique him or do this and that. It's just, dude, even while critiquing somebody, keep it in perspective. Because I saw some people last night that have been very critical of Kobe in the recent years, or at least this season. And yet, last night when I was watching Kobe's press conference, which I thought was incredible to watch, I think it was great to see him finally at peace with this decision. Not finally at peace, but to see him at peace with the decision and just going along with it, I think, was great. But I think for them, they even realized, like, damn, we're about to miss out. We're about to miss out on greatness after this, man. 20 years, it's a wrap. And I think some people could realize it, and I think some people won't, because we're in a time where there's so much critique and the hot takes, and the fact that I think statistics in a day and age like this could be a very good thing, but also a very bad thing, because it leads to so many comparisons, which I just find extremely annoying from social media. Like, we don't always have to compare folks, you know? Like, I love advanced statistics. I really do. But at the same time, I can see why people hate advanced statistics when suddenly you look at Kobe Bryant over the last few years or his career and go, well, you know, Kobe's defensive rating was this while Duncan's was this, so I think this is why Duncan was better. Or Kobe's true shooting percentage was better. Or I'm going to be honest, or the stupid debate last week about, oh, which player at their peak can do this and that. It's dumb. Why do we have to compare in the first place? And it's dumb. That doesn't really define greatness to me. You dig what I'm saying? So when I look at Kobe, man, for me, I'm somebody that can critique Kobe all day. I've been a heavy Kobe Bryant critic. I've done that a lot. But at the same time, I'm somebody that appreciates the man's greatness. I can do both. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I can do both. Like, I'm not somebody that's just one side or the other. You know? And I think that's something where this season in particular, we really got to see it. And it always goes back to what I've been saying for years. Not even lying when I say that. No funny business. I'm not gassing it. But it's been what I said for years, which is today's athletes, because of social media, because of the way things are going about, are very underappreciated. I get the fact that they make a ton of money, and I get the privileges that they get. But at the same time, you look at athletes back early 2000s, 90s, 80s, 70s. I feel like in that time, even though those guys had a heavy critic on them or criticism around them, there was really a true appreciation for when those guys left. When Mike left the game, even though it was three times or whatever, that was a true appreciation for Michael Jordan. That was a true appreciation for Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Dr. J, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, anybody that did that thing for a long time, no matter if you loved them or hated them, I liked or disliked them. Because you knew, yo, that guy did what he did for that long or whatever he did. We need to appreciate him. And the appreciation was genuine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like we got that now. We really don't have that now, and I feel like that's a big problem. I feel like that's a big problem, and that's the bad part of social media, and that's the bad part about having all these numbers, all of these numbers and things like that, and all these think pieces, because it's like we really don't appreciate it. Because why? Because we always have to compare. We always have to debate. We always have to do this and that. Kobe, to me, hey, man, like I said before, for me, I'm cool. Critique him. Don't care. But have some perspective. Have some appreciation. It's not hard to balance it out. Like, folks really think it's hard to balance these things out, and it's not. It's just going to be a really unique time for the NBA when Kobe's gone. Because guess what? Because when Kobe's gone, when Duncan's gone, when KG's gone, and when Dirk's gone, when you really look at the older players like LeBron, Wade, Melo, whoever's there, none of them are playing 20 years, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's playing 20 years in that group. LeBron got, like, a handful of years left. Same thing with Melo. Wade probably has less than a handful. So let's appreciate those guys. But I think most importantly, man, to get back to the topic, let's appreciate Kobe Bryant. Critique him all you want. Criticize. But appreciate the man. Save the debates for another time. But I think not only do you appreciate Kobe, but appreciate his greatness, what he's done for the NBA on the court, off the court, and how when he came in at that critical time for when there was no Michael Jordan, he really helped lead us to the next generation with stellar play, stellar class, stellar professionalism, and all that. But other than that, man, that's today's show, talking about Kobe Bryant and how he's officially retiring. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Follow me on Twitter. Check out the YouTube channel. You already know. Talk to you guys next time. Long live the Mamba.